The 2016 IUCN World Conservation Congress Forum, which begins Thursday, is about the future. So it's fitting that young people should make their voices heard as that gathering gets off the ground. That's the thinking behind the Hawaii Conservation Alliance's event, He Pukoa Kani Aina, Bicultural Conservation Stories from Pacific Island Youth. Their stories are told in spoken word, slam poetry, and song, and Lila Nuri, former director of the Hawaii Conservation Alliance, is on hand to tell us more. Good morning, Lila.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
What brought this idea about?
Well, we were thinking a few years ago, wow, we've brought this amazing Congress here. We've helped with hundreds of people to get into Hawaii. It was quite a chore with people like Chipper Wickman leading the show. And we thought, when all of the world comes here, what will we welcome them with? How will we start this off? How will we make sure we represent Hawaii properly, and especially to our emerging professionals? We run a huge next-gen program, and we really wanted to make sure folks coming from other places could come and join us and actually get excited about it and understand how to work their way around such an event.
To what kind of professionals did you say? Imaging?
Emerging professionals.
Oh, emerging professionals.
The younger folks who might be first-timers at this Congress, our youth here in Hawaii who are budding professionals and wanted to basically come learn with their peers, you know, what are those, I guess, hot topics or cutting-edge, cross-cutting themes that are going to be addressed here. And so we think biocultural conservation will be something of necessary importance, and people will be talking about indigenous rights and conservation and how do we blend that with people and their needs. And so that's where we were headed, is we needed a creative space to do that and not just be in the hustle bustle of the Congress proceedings. So we wanted to do this earlier.
Sure, yeah. And it looks as if you're also presenting in a non-traditional kind of way as well.
Exactly. As you know, we host the Hawaii Conservation Conference every year, and that's typical scientific presentations with panels and PowerPoints, but we felt like these messages might be better understood if they were, you know, displayed more creatively through artistic performance-style talks.
Yeah. Well, the subject of a conference like the one coming up is really the future, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why we want to focus on our future leaders as well, as we are faced with enormous challenges, and how will we go forward without looking back at our past and also being creative about the solutions we come up with for the future.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us don't really have that much stake in what's going to be happening 50 years from now, because we're not that likely to be around, right? But these guys are.
Absolutely.
That's a big part of it, I would think.
Absolutely.
What kind of individual presentations have you got?
Tonight, actually at 4 o'clock, is the start of the event. And really, we do have, three Pacific Islander youth coming to speak about their experiences as being islanders and climate change affecting their home islands, how they've adapted to that, how they're feeling about that. And then we also have in Hawaii a few folks. You might know Kalani Kiocho. You might have heard of Lea Kekueva, our youngest speaker, who are speaking about, again, their place in the world that is changing, and very much so as you're speaking about the future and what needs to happen there. It is that we need to look at it with, for example, a different pair of eyes. So I think that's a common thread, actually, throughout all of them, that they want to see change.
Sure.
They want to see something different, and they want to be a part of it. But they're also charged up and heavily, like, with all the capacity they need to actually meet those demands. And that's the exciting part, is you could see that optimism there and you feel it and you're moved by it, whether it's tears, whether it's anger, whether it's laughter. We have a whole spectrum of emotion coming out.
I would think that optimism, Lila, would be especially important, because it's all too easy to take a pretty doom and gloom approach to conservation issues, you know, and global warming and coral bleaching, and there are a lot of trends that aren't going in a particularly happy direction, aren't there?
It really is on the science level that way. But what I found is the hope and optimism comes in people and how we are working together and partnering to figure out how to feel like we can address these issues together. And that's really, I think, where all of conservation is going. And it's gone that way for so many years, where, you know, people are part of that solution. And it's really not about just the science behind it.
You know, one of the things I think that leads to a certain degree of optimism about conservation issues in the Hawaiian Islands is that if you sort of deal island by island, or ahupuaha by ahupuaha, you can reduce things to a manageable level so it doesn't completely make you crazy how huge the problem is. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's absolutely true with a project we're also going to be highlighting at the Congress called the Watershed Snapshot, where we've been working with three communities to show that exact thing through creating communication materials that show what would be GIS information, geospatial information most people couldn't understand. We're helping them create communication tools that actually bring those issues up and show them what's in their watershed from the top of the Mauka to the bottom to the Makai. We found that working in smaller areas by community or by Apua'a has really worked. And I think that's where the hope lies, because then people can see their impact.
You might not be able to clean up the ocean, but you can at least clean up your bay or something like that, right?
As a local individual, but we do hope we can clean up the ocean too, Chris.
You won't get an argument out of me, Lila. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great to meet you. Lila Nori is the former director of the Hawaii Conservation Alliance and Foundation, which is presenting Heipukoa Kani'aina, Biocultural Conservation Stories from Pacific Island Youth. That's today at 4 p.m. at the Hawaii Convention Center.